Right.
We are now in the second half of 2006. Not long ago, huh? Somebody called me from overseas.
不久以前有人从国外打电话给我。
And said, we have not seen each other for almost 20 years.
我们大概有20年没有见面了。
I asked him, I said, how old are you?
我说你多大了?
Oh, more than 50.
已经超过50岁。
Oh, many of us here, I'm sure more than 50, definitely.
我们在座可能有很多人超过50。
But that 50 will come to you, the young ones, very soon.
年轻人
Oh. Really? The other day I was talking to another person who was almost 90 years old. He said, all my years are just like one day.
他说我的年日就像是一天一样。
90 years, just like one day.
90年如一日。
And how many more days he is going to have, nobody knows.
他还有几天, 我们没有人知道。
Because when a person reaches almost 90, you can imagine the number of days left would be definitely only a few.
一个快90岁的人, 他所剩下的日子一定不多。
But unfortunately, not many people reach that age.
但即使如此, 也有很少的人能够达到90岁。
But the person who wanted to be living on forever, huh? In the history of mankind, was the so-called the first emperor of China, right?
在中国历史上有一个想长生不老的人，就是秦始皇。
He called himself the first emperor.
他称他这人是始皇。
Of course, before that, there were also other kings already.
当然在他之前也有很多的帝王。
He wanted to be living in this world physically forever and ever.
他想 永远常活在这世界上,
but that was impossible. He died at the age of about 50.
他在50岁的时候死了。
Of course, he did quite a lot of work for China.
他为中国做了不少事。
He united the whole nation.
统一中国。
And he unified so-called the language Mandarin, even it is used today after 2,000 years.
他统一文字, 就是我们今天所使用的中文。
But all this tells us, we, as a human, who would like to live forever is impossible. And this time when we were in Africa, when I went to a place, somebody told me, oh, that person just passed away. I said, oh, I think that person that brought is only about 40 something.
我所认识的弟兄只有40岁而已。
Working very hard for Jesus, and then God said, "It's time. Time is up for you. Come back to rest."
他为主很辛劳的工作，神说时间到了，就叫他回去。
We don't know what will happen when the Lord calls us to rest.
我们不晓得神什么时候要召我们。
We also know what will happen.
我们不晓得将来会发生什么事情。
Are we going to accomplish our work, or have we, by then, accomplish our work when the Lord calls us?
当神呼召我们回家的时候，我们是不是完成我们的工作？
So the more we think about our life, the more we should become more useful to the Lord Jesus.
当我们晓得我们的年日，就更应该知道，来赶快完成我们的工作。
The work of God is not done by one person.
神的工作不是靠一个人去完成的。
Must be done by everybody.
而是要每个人都参与。
And Paul knew this so clearly.
Paul,
he knew this very clearly.
他非常清楚。
And he knew that he needed to pursue, even though he was at the time very, very good spiritually.
虽然他自己当时的, 灵性上很长进, 但是他还是需要努力。
And especially in Philippians chapter 3.
也就在菲利比书的三章。
And last time we came to chapter 3.
上次我们讲到第三章。
I think we stop at verses 12 and 13. These two verses very important for us, because Paul teaches us to recognize our imperfection.
3章12节和13节,
if we feel we are perfect, then that is very dangerous. If we feel we are good, then we would criticize others more than criticizing ourselves. But that is not the will of God. That is not the teaching of Jesus. The teaching of Jesus is look at our own weaknesses first. That is his teaching in this world. That is his teaching, the teaching of Jesus. I said, otherwise you cannot help others. And Paul is the same. I am not perfect. For in this chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, Paul says, really, if you look at the two verses carefully, we can see Paul really knew he still wanted to pursue further and further unto perfection.
12节13节我们看到保罗他还是在竭力的追求想要完全。
In verse 12 he said, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of what of that for which Christ has also laid hold of me.
12节说这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
Verse 13 he says,
13节,
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13,
菲比书3章13节,
say, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
我只有一件事就是忘记背后努力面前的。
I think as we work for God for more and more days or years in our life, we'll begin to think that we are perfect. The tendency is there to think that we are perfect. Tendency, the inclination, the feeling, no, that we are perfect. But that is not true. This is just the opposite. It can be just the opposite. The more we do, the more we are less cultivated. Because cultivation and God's work are not going in line most of the time. Because one cannot, according to the Bible, with verses backed up, one cannot cultivate spiritually by working alone. Impossible. Yes, some people have this idea that, you know, if a person is not very strong, let him have a chance to involve in God's work and gradually he might build up his faith. And that is not wrong. That means it's possible that his faith can grow. But using this kind of concept to cultivate a person is not all the time right. Because if you're not careful, once a person who is not cultivated is used by God, is used by the church, then you can see problems will arise in the church. No wonder when the deacons were chosen at the time and in Acts, well, we can see they must be good first before choosing. They were already with the qualifications, conditions, spiritual cultivation, and then work can be done by them.
符合条件，他必须要会灵修，然后选他才能够完成工作。
Paul was really already a good person. He had this zeal for God. The only thing was, he was not sure of Jesus.
保罗过去曾经很热心为主，可是他没有灵修自己。
True knowledge. He was with
the
throne. 真知识.
And
also he was so much involved, so much dedicated to the law of Moses. And this was talking about here actually. Partly.
而且他所知道的只是摩西的律法。
He was dedicated to Moses' law. So he knew so well. But after he was chosen, he said, I am not perfect anymore.
他被主拣选之后，他说我不是完全的。
Of course, this was a sign of his humility.
这也是他谦卑的表现。
Well, remember when he wrote this book of Philippians, he was already been taught by Jesus almost about 10 years old.
当他写腓立比书的时候，他蒙主耶稣选召已经过了十年的时间。Learning
more than 10 years, learning from Jesus, at least.
已经超过十年以上。
So he knew a lot, and yet he said, "I'm not perfect."
他学了很多，可是他说我还不完全。
Why? Because at the time, the some members in Philippians mostly were good, but some of them were not very spiritual.
因为当时菲利比教会有些人很好，但也有一些。
Most of the members, workers, were very, very spiritual.
大部分工人都属灵的。
But some of them were dogs, as we mentioned in chapter 3 verse 2. Beware of dogs that refer to workers, evil workers. Chapter 3 verse 2.
三章二节说到犬类，是指着工人啊。
So in the same manner as we read the book of Philippians, we need to look at the church.
所以在菲利比同样的我们今天呢,
when we read this Philippians, we must look at the church today.
我们也应该看看今天我们的教会。
We must pursue to perfection.
应该要努力来追求完全。
The message is very clear. Philippians was a church which gave Paul a lot of joy. Because Philippians is also, to a certain extent, a book of joy. A book of joy. But at the same time, you can see a few dogs around. That made Paul very sad. That's why he said, I'm not perfect. I'm telling you to be perfect. I'm not saying that I'm already perfect or perfected.
对，他说我叫你们要追求完全，但不表示我已经完全了。
That kind of humility is important.
这就是他谦卑的地方。
So we work. Be careful. That doesn't mean we are spiritually cultivated.
对，我们工作并表示我们已经灵修得很好。
This is just. Can just be the opposite. The more we work, if we don't pray more, don't read the Bible more, don't think about ourselves, don't listen to others' comments about us, then it's difficult to improve.
如果我们单单工作，不自己来看圣经，不来听别人的劝勉，那是很危险的。
It's not easy to improve.
很难能够进步。
And then spiritually, we might go down.
甚至会
spiritually.
在灵性上,
work may be very obvious, but spiritually our cultivation could be going down.
工作可能会做，但是灵性上可能退步了。
And in the long run, with our good cultivation, this work done will not be fruitful.
这样说，做的工就不会有果效。长期来说,
without cultivation, work will not be fruitful. You can work, but if you don't cultivate, in the long run, you will be very poor in your work.
在长期来说，你的工作果效不是很好。Because
of lack of cultivation.
因为没有灵修。
So Paul is very concerned. Was much aware of himself. I'm not perfected yet.
所以他自己很清楚说他还没有完全。
In actual fact, we know that he was very, very good spiritually, almost perfect, or even perfect.
虽然说他的灵修已经很好，接近完全。
He wants us to learn from him. He says so clearly. We can see in a number of places. So he says, "Learn from me."
所以他要
这几个, a few places in the Bible. Two places in Philippians.
说到你要效法我。
That's why we need to pursue perfection.
所以我们要来追求学习，追求完全。
Not easy. This is not easy, but it's possible.
但是可能的。
And the possibility would come when we really press forward. You say, reaching forward. This demands a lot of energy, spiritual power.
要追求进步，需要很多属灵的力量。
Because he said in verse 13, reaching forward, pressing forward. It's what we need to do.
十三节说要努力面前。
But many people do not press forward.
但很多人不知道要努力。
But they work quite hard.
但他们很努力在做工。
I think we need to think about this.
这是我们要思想的事情。
If we work, and then forget about spiritual cultivation, that would be totally, you know, incomplete.
如果我们单单工作忘记灵修，那就是不完全了。
But Paul knew both. He cultivated himself. He also worked hard for the Lord Jesus.
但是保罗这两样都重视，他努力工作，也努力灵修。
If we can do the same, I think the church in London or any church in the world, you know, of the true church can grow mightily.
如果我们这能够这样做，我们自己教会就会大大进步。
This we have seen with our own eyes in different parts of the world.
这是我们常常可以看到的。
You can see many churches which grow mightily, quickly, because these workers are cultivated. They are spiritual. They are strong. They are powerful spiritually.
他们进步很快，因为他们工人很努力地在做灵修的功夫。
So Paul really urges us to do the same.
所以保罗要我们也是一样。
If you look at verses 15 to 16,
我们再看十五节到十六节。
Let's read these few verses. First, Philippians chapter 3, huh?
腓立比书第三章。
Verse 15 to 16.
十五节到十六
节。Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. 16.
16.
Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind.
所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必因此指教你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
I think in the Chinese, verse 16 is lacking, let us be of the same mind. But in the English version, New King James Version, verses 15 and 16 repeats with the same mind.
在英文的版本，这15这两节提到一句说要我们用此彼此同心。
Now, if you look at verse 15, therefore, let us as many as are mature have this mind. What mind he's talking about?
这里说，所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。
So Paul must be referring to the verses before, otherwise he wouldn't have said therefore.
保罗说，所以可能他所说的事情，可见他所说的事情以前已经说过了。
That is before this verse 15.
是在十五节以前。
And literally is from verse 8 to verse 14.
事实上在八节到十四节。
This mind refers to verse 14 to verse 8 to verse 14.
这个这样的心是指着八节到十四节所说的。
If you read from verse 8 to verse 14, actually you can see the kind of mentality that Paul had in his service to the Lord.
这样的心就指着保罗对于主对工作的那种心态。
Verse 8, he counted all things loss.
在第八节他说他以万事当作有损的。
He took everything before he knew Jesus as rubbish.
他在认识耶稣以前的事情他都当作是。
Etc. Until verse 14, you can see. This is the kind of mind he's talking about.
这就是他的态度。
We need to have this kind of mind.
我们也要有这样的态度。
In verse 16 he says, Nevertheless to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and same mind.
他说我们到了什么地步就当照着什么地步行。
Superficially it seems a bit difficult to understand what Paul is talking about from verses 15 to 16, but if you read the context of the two verses, then it's quite clear.
如果我们看前后的句子，我们就能够清楚知道保罗在说什么。
As we know, in the time of Paul, many Gentiles after being baptized into the Lord Jesus still held on to the Mosaic law, traditions, ordinances, including circumcision.
在保罗的时候，很多人相信耶稣受洗，但还是被摩西的律法典章制度所捆绑。
So he emphasizes so much, Paul, in verse 16, you know, or in verse 15, we need to attain to the perfection needed by Jesus, but not through the observing of ordinances, statutes, traditions.
所以十五节、十六节，保罗说，我们要追求完全，不是靠着那些律法，而是要借助耶稣。
Because of this, this kind of discrepancy between the Gentiles believers and the Jewish people believers, there were a lot of disharmony in the church.
由于有犹太人有希利尼人，所以教会当中有一些不和睦的事情。
To us today in the true church, we don't have this kind of disharmony issues in terms of circumcision, for example.
我们教会当中就不会有这些因为割礼所引起的问题。
Because we all are so clear from the Pauline letters, the circumcision is of the flesh, what is needed is the circumcision of the heart.
是保罗为了要解决这问题说我们要在心中受割礼。
So that issue is not very important today to most members in the church.
问题对今天的我们不是一个很直接的问题。
Even though in some countries all the TJC members, the brothers are circumcised.
虽然也有些地方我们真教会信徒全部都受割礼。
Brothers.
弟兄。
And we have to tell them, make sure you do not take it as an issue of, you know, withregard to salvation. We have to tell them this. If you want to do it because of your customs, before you can continue, but you are not obliged to.
如果你要做，可能是因为你们的风俗，这不是真理上的要求。
But the inference that we can get from here is today there might be other issues which.Would prevent us having this kind of same mind and same heart as we serve the Lord or walk on the path towards a heavenly kingdom.
但是有其他的问题可能很阻碍我们，所以我们不能够同心走天国的道路。
And Paul said, please don't do that. Don't have this kind of differences among you.
所以保罗说，请你们不要有这样子的不同的不同心的地方。
So try our best.Do our best to have the same mind.
所以要尽力的来追求同心。
Don't let your previous Mosaic background hamper your unity in the church.
不要让你以前的那些背景摩西的律法阻碍你。
In today's terms, it's the same. Don't let our own background, you know, influence our harmony in the church.
不要让我们过去的经验背景使我们不能够阻碍我们的同
心。In the same manner, do not let our habits, our ways of doing things, introduce this unity in the among the members.
不要用我们自己的习惯阻碍了同龄当中的和睦。
Please not, don't do that. So sometimes we are not aware of our own doing. Really, we are not sure of what we are doing sometimes. What does it mean?
这是什么意思?
It means we do something we think is right.
我们以为我们做的是对的。
But it might not be right.
但不一定就对。
Yes, maybe it's not against the truth.
或许没有违背真理。
But our action might disturb the church balance, the kind of harmony in the church.
但是我们的行动可能会造成教会的不和睦。
It's nothing to do with salvation.
这跟
Just a circumcision or not is nothing to do with salvation.
就像是割礼跟救恩没有关系。
But if we insist on circumcision, then there's a problem.
但如果你坚持一定要行割礼，就会造成问题。
In other words, if we insist on opinions in doing something for the church, this must be done. It's my idea. Then you can see the church will be in disharmony.
如果你说这样的事非做不可，这是我的信念，那就会。
That's why Paul says, have the same mind, have the same mind.
所以保罗说要有同心。
And then he even said, learn from me.
他又说你们同效法我。
Verse 17.
17节。
Brethren, join in following my example, and pay attention to those who so walk as you have, you know, asked for a pattern.Paul was very bold here. I'm perfect now. In a way, he says, learn from me.
所以这里十七节保罗说，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
Of course, in another verse of the Bible, he says, learn from me as I have learned from Jesus. That was a very important qualification for him to say that. Learn from.
其他地方他也提到说，你们要效法我，像我效法基督一样，这是一个很重要的标准。
So we look at Paul. You can see that we can learn much from him.
所以如果我们看保罗，我们可以向他学习到。
And there are also many other people at the time. They were worthy of the learning from the of the members at the time. Many other members also very good.
其他还有很多人，他们所做的。也是值得我们效法的榜样。
It's the same today.
今天也是一样。
We need to learn from each other.
我们需要彼此学习。
And this learning means communication.
这样的学习就是彼此的沟通。
Without communication, it's difficult or almost impossible to learn from each other.
没有沟通就很难彼此学习。
The mere writing of Paul, many letters, you know, he wrote many letters, he preached many sermons, you know, he pastored many churches, really is to communicate with the members.
他写很多的信，讲很多的道理，主要就要跟很多人来交通。
So that communication, that fellowship would generate spiritual growth.
这样的团契交通能够造成进步。
We need to do the same today in the church.
我们今天也是一样。
Sometimes the church cannot function properly because we lack of communication.
有时候我们教会不能够进步，因为我们缺乏沟通。
Or maybe we are slack in communication.
有时候我们缺乏。
We're not so serious about communication.
我们不是非常的看重。
And that would hamper the church.
就是教会不能够进步。
But Paul was very concerned about this.
保罗对这点很看重。
Brothers and sisters, learn from me.
他说弟兄们，你们要一同
效法我。Walk according to those who are good with a good pattern.
要看那些有好榜样的人。
So that eventually we are heading the same goal.
这样我们就可以朝向同样的一个目标。
What is that goal? What is that goal?
保罗的目标是什么?
That goal is the heavenly, is heavenly goal.
就是天上的目标。
Verse 20 he says,
20节,
For our citizenship is in heaven, not UK, not United Kingdom, but heaven, heavenly citizenship.
我们是天上的国民。
Our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is our goal.
我们的目标就是天上，就是盼望救主。
If this goal is not clear,
如果这个目标不明确，
it's difficult to serve God.
就很难来服侍神。
Or serving the Lord eventually is, whether we like it or not, is for reward, and of course we love Jesus.
当然我们爱主。
But the most important thing is a reward from heaven eventually.
但是我们要得到天上的奖赏。
But when that goal is missed, and our service will be in vain, will be useless.
如果这个目标失去了，我们的奖赏就没有了。
That's why very often we say to some members, you know, citizenship of United Kingdom is not that important. Heaven the kingdom is more important.
所以我常说啊，英国的国籍不重要。天国的国籍才重要。
In English, it's good. United Kingdom, Heavenly Kingdom. Which one you want to choose eventually? Definitely not United Kingdom.
你要选英国还是天国呢？当然不会是英国。
So think about our life in this world. Very short. Soon we will disappear from this world physically, of course.
人的肉体生命很短。
How can we not prevent this harmony and this unity, but to exercise, manifest love.
为什么我们要让不和睦来阻挡我们，而不来实行爱？
So this citizenship, once it's not clear, then it's not easy for us to move forward.
天国的目标如果不明确，就很难向前行。
So walk with the pattern.
所以我们要有照着榜样。
17.A pattern. That pattern is the pattern of heavenly walk.
这个榜样就是天国的道路。
Look at many people. Their lives are full of joy, full of peace, full of meaning. It's because their walk is very heavenly patterned.
很多人的生活表现出喜乐、平安，因为他们是走天国的路。
Really?This is something we have to think about all the time.
这是我们应该要常常思想的事情。
And then we will not pay much attention on physical matters.
我们就不会想到那些属物质的东西。
Important. Physical things can pass away anytime.
因为属物的东西很容易就过去了。
Energy and time must be invested on spiritual, you know, matters.
我们应该投资在天上永远的事上。
This is what Paul is talking about, that pattern. That pattern in verse 17.
那就是十七节保罗所说的榜样。
When the pattern is clear, then our lifestyle would be so spiritual.
如果我们的榜样是正确的，我们就会变得属灵。
Otherwise, it's difficult to live or to lead a spiritual life according to Jesus.
否则就很难像耶稣一样，照他的话，照他的。
Well, when you look at Paul, he said, learn from me. Wow, that is very, very bold message.
保罗说要效法我，这是一个很勇敢的说法。
Can we leave some good steps, footsteps for others to follow in our lives?
一生里面可不可以留下一些好的足迹，让人来效法？
Can we let others see, when I think of that brother, wonderful.Much I can learn from him.
我们想到那个弟兄，我们会说，我可以想到他很多好的榜样。
When I think of the sister, really I was encouraged.
或者说某某姐妹，想到她，我们觉得非常的得到鼓励。
We need to become this kind of people.
我们需要有这样的人。
When people think about us, they can be improved.
当人家想到我们就能够改进。
Why?
为什么？
Not because of our own doing.
不是因为我们做错什么。
Because we have followed Jesus' steps, footsteps.
因为我们也是照着耶稣的脚步。
So the people can follow us.
所以别人也可以照着我们的榜样。
The question is, have we got some footprints which are worthy of emulation by others?
你看我们的足迹是不是值得让人家来学习来效仿。
Always remember a deacon at the age of 81 when he died, and when we had the funeral service, you know, we got a lot of things to talk about him, to encourage one another. That was wonderful.
最近有位执事离世，81岁，当追思礼拜的时候，很多事情大家可以 提出来思想他。
This is not glorifying one another.
这不是彼此在标榜。
This is learning from each other.
而是要彼此来学习。
This is encouraging one another.
彼此来勉励。
This is what Paul means when he says, "Follow me, follow my example."
啊，这就是保罗所说，你们要照我们的榜样。
So the question is, do we have a good example for us, for others to follow?
问题是我们有没有这样的榜样留给别人？
Think about it.
我们想一想。
And then we will become more and more careful about what we say.
我们就可以啊。更加小心我们所说的话。
Be much more vigilant in what we do.
更加注意我们的行为。
And we'll be much more thoughtful in actions that we are going to execute.
更加的
thoughtful, think first, considerate,
更加
before we take an action.
来思想我们的行为，然后才做。
Otherwise, you know, everything that we do wouldn't.Possibly not very useful.
或者我们所做的可能就没有什么意思。
If we move forward to ensure that we can be useful to leave a good pattern for others, then we begin to more demand of us rather than others to do what we think should be done.
就如果我们能够留下别人能够效法的榜样。我们就会更加小心自己，而不是去批评别人。
So demand ourselves first, and then expect others to follow.
先要求自己，然后让人家来跟随。
If you want to love, you don't show love. How can you expect others to love?
如果你想要爱，但自己不这样做，别人怎么来学呢？
If you want others to forgive and you don't do it, how can you teach others to forgive?
如果你要教导原谅人，你自己不原谅，那你怎么样来教人家呢？
It's impossible.
这是不可能的。
So what Paul means when he says follow my example, that means he must have set a good pattern for others to follow.
保罗他说你们要效法我，表示他一定留下很多好的榜样。
And the end result, the good result would be transformation of the body, as he says in verse 21. Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
Verse 21.
This is what we are all working for.
这都是我们努力的目标。
This physical body will come to an end eventually, one day, sooner or later.
这个卑贱的身体有一天要消灭。
But when the Lord comes again, this body will be resurrected and transformed into spiritual body, glorious.
当主来的时候，这身体要转变成为荣耀的身体。
This is our hope. This is our wish.
这是我们的希望。
This is something Paul was 100% sure that he's aiming for.
这是保罗他确信他努力的地方。
This is also our goal.
这也是我们的目标。
Our properties in the world will not go to heaven. Our properties in the world will not go to heaven.
我们世上的产业不能够带到天国。
My degrees in the universities will not bring us to heaven.
我们的学位也带不进去。
My money will not definitely bring me to heaven. If it is abused.
钱财也是一样、
Is it not true?
不是吗、
We need to think about this seriously、
所以我们应该好好来想一想
So that we have this hope of transformation and salvation
我们要能够改变能够得到这个救恩
In reaching this goal Paul tells us two verses which we must not do in verse 18 and 19.
为了达这个目标，保罗用两节经文，18节、19节告诉我。
He said, make sure we don't do this.
Many
walk of whom I have told you often and now tell you even weeping that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ
whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. Oh, these two verses. Sometimes we just do exactly the same.
这两节所说的常常就是我们做的事情。
But Paul said, don't do that.
但保罗说不要这样。
If we do this, we'll be the enemies of the cross.
你们如果这样做，就成为基督十字架的仇敌。
But pay attention to what Paul says. I have told you often.
保罗说我常常这样来告诉你们。
Verse 18, for many of whom I have told you often. I tell you again and again.
保罗说我常常一再的对很多人这样说。
It's the same thing. I'm telling you.
我说的是同样的事情。
Do not be enemies of the cross.
不要成为基督十字架的仇敌。
Paul actually very often says, I do not feel lazy when we want to repeat what I said.
保罗说我不是偷懒，常常重复我所说的话。
In verse 1 you can see, remember chapter 3 verse 1, finally my brethren, rejoice in the Lord, for me to write the same things to you is not tedious. So he always repeated quite a lot in his writings.
三章一节他说我把这话再写给你们是妥当的。
So in other words, in the church very often we listen to a sermon, I know it, I've heard it 10 times.
常常我们在听到的时候说这我已经听过了，听过10次以上。
But then so what? I don't do it. What's the point of listening to 10 times?
那如果听了10次以上还不去做，那有什么用呢？
If we do that, according to what Paul says here, actually we're the enemies of the cross.
如果这样的话，那就像保罗所说，成了十字架的。
I've told you many times, but you don't listen.
我已经告诉你很多次。
I even cried, I wept, I cried, I shed tears.
我现在流泪在告诉你们。
Just like the weeping preacher Jeremiah.
就像一个哭泣的先知耶利米。
He cried a lot for the welfare of the people of God.
为了神的百姓。这样的哭泣。
Paul wept a lot, definitely.
保罗也是一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he saw some members have become the enemies of the cross.
看到有些信徒成为基督十字架的仇敌。
Look at our brothers and sisters.
我们看看我们弟兄姐妹。
If we see one or two who have become the enemies of the cross, how do we feel?
如果我们看我们有的人成了十字架的仇敌，你有什么样的感想？
You say, oh, wonderful, he deserves it.
你说很好，他活该。
And then you will be the same eventually if you do that.
那么如果你这样想，你以后也会跟他一样。
When you see a person is falling, you must cry to God to help, not to condemn, not to criticize, but to help and support.
如果有人这样，你应该向神祈求，求神帮助，支持他。
That's what Paul said.
这是。
And I've done it many times. I've told you many times these people. It really, if they don't change, they will be the enemies of the cross.
所以我已经跟他们说了很多次，你们再不听，会成为十字架的仇敌。
We don't want to be enemies of the cross.
我们都不要想成为十字架的仇敌。
If we look at what Paul says in verse 19, we can see the characteristics of the enemies of the cross.
十九节说到十字架的仇敌是什么样的表现。
If we look at these few verses, this one verse is very clear.
这一节说得很清楚。
You can see they are the God is the one belly, their glory is their shame, and their mind is on this earth, and the end is destruction. These are the characteristics of the enemies of the cross.
十字架仇敌就是神是他的祝福、荣耀、他的羞辱，偏偏他的荣耀，他以地上的事为念。
In other words, Paul is telling us, please do not be the enemies of the cross, and I'm giving you this criteria.There's some of these criteria. God is their belly. If God is our belly, that means we are an enemy of the cross.
对，如果我们以自己的肚腹为神，那就是十字架的仇敌。
What does it mean? God is their belly or is our belly?
神是自己的肚腹是什么意思呢？
Really, it means people believe in God for carnal reasons, for gain, physical, materially.All kinds of worldly things. And this we can see. 90% of Christians in the world, in many countries, are of this nature.
那就是他们拜神是因为自己的肚腹的关系 很多人今天的世界上的基督徒可能有 90% 都是这样的基督徒。
But it's barely of the God, of God. Now, God is their barely, doesn't mean it's just material things. It is something that can be abstract. Pride, vainglory.
神是他们的祝福，不单单物质，也表示他们自己的荣耀。
This time when I was in Africa, and we had a breakdown of our big bus halfway from one place to another.
这是在非洲，从一个地方到另外地方，半路上那个 bus 抛锚。
50 or 60 people in the bus, and because of this breakdown, quite a few people just came off, and then we started talking, chatting, even preaching.
车子坏了，我们在半路就停下来，我们在那边讲话。
One of the persons was very serious, very sincere. Said, "All the pastors are evil." All the pastors are evil, he said.
其中一个人他说，所有的传道人都是坏人。
I said, "Hey, what is he talking about?"
我说他在说什么。
Before I even opened my mouth, another person was very angry at him.
在我还没有开口以前，有另外一个人对他发怒。
How can you say this? How many pastors do you know in this country?
说你怎么这样说？在这里，这个国家你认识几个传道呢？
There might be thousands of them. How many do you know? How can you say all of them are evil?
一定有几千个人，但是你认识了几个？你怎么会说他们全都是坏的呢？
Actually, his mouth was sealed because he spoke loosely.
因为他是随便讲，没有思想，所以他就不再讲。
That was when I was start preaching to a few anyway, and then I didn't have much chance to because they were quarreling.
因为他们在争吵，所以我也没有很多时间跟他们
谈。And then I said, my friend, what you said is right.
我就告诉他说，朋友，
你这样说。The first one, all the pastors are evil. It's right.
你说所有的传道都是坏的，就是。对的，
but it's not completely right.
但也不是完全对。
Only the ones you met are not right.
只有一个。
Are evil. Only the ones you have met so far are evil.
你只可能碰过一个是坏的。
所有 all the ones you met.
所以碰到的是坏的。
But you have not met everyone. So please don't do that. Don't say that.
但不是所有的，所以你不要这样说。
The message is very clear. In other words, if we are not taking God as a source of salvation, but God is our belly for material gains, then this work is very much jeopardized, now hampered by this kind of people.
如果我们拜神，不是拜天上真神，而是想在物质上得到一些好处，那就会。
We might think, how can this apply to us today in London Church?
怎么样来应用在我们今天教会？
We might think about it.
我们可以想一想。
Of course, it applies to us.
当然，这也可以适用在我们。
If we are not careful, the workers of God can be stumbling blocks to the progress of the church.
神的工人不小心也会成为我们的绊脚石。
教会的绊脚石。
教会的绊脚石。
The stumbling blocks of the other members who are weak.
对那些绊倒那些软弱的。
How can this church board member talk like this? For example, many people say this.
或许有人说，怎么一个负责人可以这样讲
？How can this pastor talk like this?
为什么一个传道这样讲
？How can this deacon talk like this?
为什么一个执事这样讲
？Don't you hear this? I hear a lot of this. It throughout the whole world, of course.
我也在各个地方都听过这样的声音。
Why?
Because
we are not careful.
因为我们不小心。
If we are not careful, then we will be the enemies of the cross.
所以就成了十字架的仇敌。
It would be very sad.
这是很可惜的。
Not only this, you look at this. Glory became has become their shame.
这边说他们的羞辱成为他们的荣耀。
I'm this kind of character. This is me.If you don't like it, don't deal with me.
如果不喜欢，你不要来找我。
This is my character. What can you say?
我的性格就是这样的。
This is a shame, and taking it as a kind of glory.
他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
And even somebody said to me, we don't have to get married in the church. What is the big deal getting married in the church?
啊，有人说为什么要在教会里面通婚？这有什么了不起
？No, we did not have a wedding. We don't need to have a wedding in the church building in the chapel. What is the big deal?
我们不需要在教堂里行婚礼。
And actually, this person saying this have committed sins against God. Of course, they said it. So taking it as a category, not coming to the church for a wedding because it is not a big deal. But actually, it's taking sins as a shame. You know, glory in their shame, glory in their shame.
说这样话的人，因为他们已经犯罪了，所以他们以他们自己的羞辱作为他们的荣耀。
This is very sad.
Oh,
we have to ask God to help us.
我们要求神帮助。
Do not boast.
不要来夸口。
They not only sin, they boasted of their sins.
他们不但犯罪，而且以他们的罪来夸口。
They glorified their sins.
他们荣耀自己的罪。
This is what Paul says here. Whose glory is their shame? Who set their mind on earthly things? Everything is not spiritual.
他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，转以地上的事为念，这不是属灵的事情。
We might find just a few in the church this kind of people today.
啊，在教会里或许有一些这样的人。
But we want to remove everyone from the church this kind of people.
但是我们要把这些人都啊除掉、剪掉。
Not physically removing.
啊，不是真正的把他们。
Change them.
拿走。
Transform them so that they are no more that kind of, you know, God is their belly, glory is in their shame. No more. No more enemies of the cross. We cannot get rid of members who are sinful but not mortal sins. You know, you get rid of you. No, you can't do that. Then God will get rid of you. We must love them. Change them.
改变他们
so that they are no more enemies of the cross.
啊，他们就不再做十字架的仇敌。
This is our mission, which is not easy but possible.
这是我们的责任。
So Paul is very clear about this.
保罗对这点很清楚。
If these people don't change,
如果这些人改变
，if they do not change, the end is destruction. Verse 19.
十九节说他们就会结局就是。
End is destruction.It's a matter of timing and its destruction. So we have to ask God to have mercy upon us so that we can truly change to the better. And you can see the church can grow better. So we need to be more spiritual, really. Do things more spiritual. God has blessed me physically.Wonderful, I thank him.
在物质上祝福，感谢神。
But I'm not satisfied with that. I need more spiritual blessings to save more souls. That is what we need to have. The kind of mentality is vital to progress the church.
我们要求更多属灵上的祝福。
Many members in the church throughout the whole world are blessed physically, tremendously.
很多我们真教会的信徒在物质上蒙神的祝福。
But thank God, many of them are so very spiritual.
但也感谢神，很多人都很属灵。
Therefore, their physical blessings turn out to be further blessings for their spiritual work.
啊，他们的属物质的祝福，接着就变成属灵的祝福。
Why?
为什么
？Because they turn the physical blessings into spiritual blessings.
啊，他们把属物质的祝福变成属灵的祝福。
What does it mean? Offerings. That means offerings.
他们。奉献给神。
Things that you cannot save and keep forever, you offer to God, and God will bless you forever.
他们把这些会坏的钱财献给神，神把它变成永远的祝福。
London Church South is looking for a place of worship.
南伦敦要找一个聚会的地方。
I think it is an opportunity to share in the progress of the church.
这是我们。在追求教会进步的机会。
The more you give, the more God will bless you.
你能够给的多，就多蒙祝福。
Of course, we give not just because I want more blessing, because I love Him.
当然，我们不是为了要得到祝福才奉献，而是要 来爱神。
Let's sing him.
唱诗。
380。
380首。
398首。 He will be for Jesus.